For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. This is the real reason why the gospel of Jesus Christ is rejected. It is not rejected because of the actions of other Christians. It is rejected and denied by men who love darkness rather than light, by men who refuse to have their deeds reproved before the Lord, for people who ultimately refuse to repent, people who say, nevertheless, not your will, my will be done. These are the people who are sentenced. It is not the body of Christ's fault. It is theirs. Any man or woman who would teach you anything else in the name of creating a false doctrine, in the name of starting false movements, these are to be marked as deceivers. They should be rejected.
This has been a message brought to you by The Luminary, host of the radio podcast, The Truth Stand, which you can hear every week on thetruthstand.org. That is thetruthstand.org. TheTruthStand.org. You can chase it all over the world, but the truth, it stands where it stands.